the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. I am Gina Murphy Darling, and I thank you for listening and for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. And a big shout out to the sponsor of our show today and a great partner of Mrs. Green's World, Tucson Medical Center. For 70 years, members of our community have counted on TMC to be here for us when we are at our most vulnerable. They have been entrusted with this legacy, and they continue the tradition of improving the health and well-being of the people of Southern Arizona in almost every possible way that I can think of, from every age group to every demographic to prevention, to great, great surgeons and primary care physicians, and the list goes on. And they are truly improving the health and the well-being of people in Southern Arizona. When it comes to taking care of us and our community, they are stellar. So what we're going to talk about on the show today is no exception, and yet another great example of Tucson Medical Center's commitment to our health. And the person who's sitting here with me is going to attest to that and their support of what this great movement has become in Tucson, Arizona. So please join me in welcoming my friend Jannie Cox, founder of Meet Me at Maynard's. We're going to learn all about just what that is and how it has grown to be a very popular Tucson event. It's crazy at Maynard's on Monday night, and it starts gathering long before it's supposed to start. Hundreds of Tucsonans gather every Monday night for almost a decade. Jannie, finally, you're sitting in the chair, and we're going to share about this. Welcome, my friend.
Well,
it's wonderful to have you.
Gina, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's really great. I mean, seriously, it is a Tucson, what do you call it now, tradition? I mean, everybody knows about Meet Me at Maynard's, and
well,
I don't think that's an exaggeration.
It has become somewhat of a household word, Meet Me at Maynard's. People who don't know what it is have at least heard of it.
They know of it. I mean, it's true. So what is it, and when did it all start? Is it almost, it's 9 years old? It's going to be a decade old soon?
It'll be 9 years old in April. That's right, Gina. We meet at about 5:15. People start checking in for Meet Me at Maynard's. We meet behind Maynard's Market, right by the train tracks. It's very noisy and very exciting back there.
It is. It's fun. It's like frenetic in a good way.
Exactly.
Exciting.
So people come and they check in every Monday, then they go for a walk or a run, and they can go as far as they'd like to go. We have a designated route that weaves all around downtown and then up Fourth Avenue and back to Maynard's. So people can go as long or as short as they'd like to. And they check in at about 5:15, and everyone checks in because they want to earn their incentive awards for attending.
Right. So
yes.
Do tell.
Well, when people attend 8 times, they get their official Meet Me at Maynard's t-shirt. And at 15, they receive a really nice running cap with Meet Me at Maynard's on it, of course. And at 50, a pin for your cap. 100, we have century shirts. We have double century, triple century, and quadruple century shirts.
I'm loving that. And it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with attendance.
It has to do with attendance.
Yes. But I want to know, I want to go like get down in the weeds. How did it all start?
Well, it all started when my husband and I were driving down a main street in Colorado Springs to go out for dinner downtown. It was December 4th. It was about 20 degrees. It was dark. There was no moon, and there were hundreds of people.
You are kidding.
Dogs, strollers, going down the sidewalk, walkers and runners, all ages. And it was the strangest sight because no one should have been outside that night. And I asked my husband, what are they doing there? And he said, oh, that's called Jack Quinn's Runners. They're there every Tuesday. They start at the pub downtown. I said, take me there.
Yes.
So the next day he did.
Or you wanted to find out what it was about.
So the next day he took me, and the manager was available. So we sat and talked about it. It sounded pretty easy to do. And we decided to come do it in Tucson.
And look at it. I want to say, and baby, look at you now. But there's... You know, it's all things. It's community. It's partnerships, which we can talk about. But really, is the foundation of it to raise consciousness about our health?
It is to raise consciousness about our health, yes. But primarily it is bringing people together outside,
in
people
community.
Meeting people, happy people meeting other happy people, or believe it or not, depressed people who come to meet me at Maynard's because they need to see happy people, and they do. They make friends. So it's people coming together, families coming together to get healthy exercise together.
And it's awesome that it's downtown.
It is.
To me, it's awesome. Our downtown finally, when you started, it was not vibrant and hip and happening. And it is now. There's an electrical charge when you go down there and you pick up your pace.
You're exactly right, Gina. It really is. When we started, downtown was starting to come alive.
Right.
But there was question about whether or not it was safe to be on the streets downtown, but we had so many numbers, and they say safety in numbers, and it was very true. There isn't something untoward going to happen if there are 50 people walking down the block.
Oh, and I never feel not safe down there.
Oh,
it's really
no,
weird.
Anymore.
I feel so safe
no,
anytime.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter night or
not
day.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
And what about, like, first of all, shout out to Maynard's. I mean, they're a great partner, Mrs. Green's as well. I'm there at least once, if not twice a week, and they support our mission and vision. They support people's mission and vision.
Todd Hanley is very excited about your mission. He talks about it to me all the time.
He does.
He's proud to be a part of Mrs. Green's
world.
I'm
sending him this podcast and telling him he has to listen. I'm not surprised. He's been very supportive and keeps pushing the edge of the green envelope. We've gotten a lot of awards for their properties, and they walk the walk. I mean, they really do.
I'm
so
sure they do.
Proud
Absolutely.
To be a partner. No
yes.
straws. Did I mention that?
And they have been wonderful partners for us because from the very beginning, I said to Todd, We want to show off your restaurant, of course, and we want to talk about your restaurant, and we hope you get lots of business. But we're here to bring people downtown. That means all of the restaurants and venues downtown. We want to talk about them and highlight them. So we just want you to be comfortable with the fact this won't be just about Maynard's.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm absolutely comfortable. And he's been just so...
He's got a great team, and you know, when you're down there,
and he really keeps his word too.
He really does. Walking around downtown, you get to see what's new, what new restaurant is open, or what little retail spot, or you know, you get to, and so it does. It's a twofold mission. You get good exercise, and you get to support locally businesses.
And
you say, oh, we have to come back there next week.
People learn about downtown. There's this myth that there's nowhere to park. There's lots of parking downtown, and then you'll hear people say all the streets are one way, but they're not one way.
It bothers me. Go down there three times. That's
exactly.
all I'm saying. Go down there.
Go down.
There are very few one way streets. It's like Broadway and Congress are two of them. And I never have trouble parking.
No.
And it's,
you need to know your way around
a little bit. But it doesn't take long.
If you attend Meet Me at Maynard's a few times, you will know where everybody parks.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And, you know, what I noticed is, and I don't, this is, you know, like me, I have my questions, but I always think of other questions. When I was down there the last time, there's like vendors, fun vendors out in the front selling healthy things. And how is that part
that
of it?
Oh, that was, they had a farmer's market for a few years.
Okay.
They're
okay.
not doing that any longer, but that really was fun. They had a farmer's market on Monday nights.
Yeah, and it's hard to sustain
our
that.
Our folks really
sustain
did
that.
Enjoy it.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And you can, but you do allow community tables.
Oh, absolutely. Any not-for-profit can just let me know that they're coming and we'll provide a table for them and they can come and promote their cause. We don't allow anyone to sell anything at Meet Me at Maynard's, so no money can exchange hands. We don't, not for contributions or anything, but any not-for-profit can come and talk about their cause, hand out brochures and anything other than exchange money.
And it just screams another part of community. I mean, people like that.
Oh,
you go down and you have a night. And you spoke a little bit about it, but I was going to say what I see the demographics to be, but you're there all the time. So tell me who shows up?
Well, in the beginning, we had probably 60% of the people were under 40, and they were runners. And perhaps 40% of the people were walkers. Today, I would say that 70% of the people are 50 or older, and 80% of the people are walkers. Perhaps 20% are runners today.
And, you know, I love that because runners can run. I mean, they run. Runners run. You know, Tim Bentley,
yes.
He runs.
He runs, yes, he
gets
does.
Up and he runs. And he
our
runs
partner, hard. Randy Assetta, he runs.
Yeah, they run. They do this. It's a thing for
and
them.
They, and if you talk to Tim or Randy, they'll call this a run-walk. I have to correct them all the time.
Yes.
It is a walk-run, not a run-walk.
Yeah. They. But they're like, yeah, they run like the wind and Tara and all those people at TMC. I, of course, do not. I did one half marathon and the operative word here is one. And I was like, well, I did that. No need to do that anymore. So as with all things, Jannie Cox, it is more now. There are special features that I read about that I didn't know. And I want you to talk about them because they're really cool. Especially Trash Night. That caught my eye.
Yeah. Trash Night. Trash Night is a very popular Monday at Maynard's. It's the third Monday of every month. And we have wonderful volunteers who organize Trash Night. And the first 25 people who offer to pick up trash actually get a picker-upper. But everyone gets gloves for their hands and an official bag from Tucson Clean and Beautiful.
Another great partner.
Yes, absolutely. So people take their bag and their picker-upper or their gloves and they go out along the route. And they pick up any piece of trash they see over more than 4 miles.
Yeah.
And at first, people said, well, there's just so much trash downtown. And we started this program. Within a few months, people were complaining
that
the people
enough.
In front of them picked up the trash and there wasn't enough trash.
So they couldn't get their prize.
So now people go on the other side of the street. They walk on the opposite side of the street because they can find some trash there where they can't find it on this side. It's really kind of funny to see people rushing out so they can get
more trash. Like, who listening to this would not be laughing? I mean, I think this is a total crack up.
And
it is. Back to the event, though, we did talk about the details, and you and I will have so much fun, we'll forget. So you told about check-in. You said it's at Maynard's, but there's music, live music.
Oh, yes.
I think my friend Dan Hostetler plays down there.
Oh, Dan Hostetler.
I'm so glad you said that.
He's such a wonderful guy.
He's a wonderful human being. And I don't know the other names of his band, but I know him.
He is also friends with Todd Hanley and the folks at Maynard's. And he's made some beautiful furniture that is
I can show you some in our house.
Oh, okay. Well, he's made beautiful furniture
yeah.
for Maynard's kitchen as well.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. And that's kind of how I met him.
He's a master.
He is.
He's a master.
And he is a beautiful soul.
He really is.
Just a
There's
wonderful
no other
man.
Way to describe
Absolutely.
Him. He's an old-time friend of ours, and I'll have to send him this podcast and tell
him. Please
we
do.
Honored him in that, and he's just...
We love Dan. All the crowd loves Dan. They are our house band, the Determined Luddites.
That's right.
Is their name.
That's right. I love
And some
it.
Of them don't even have cell phones, if you can believe it.
I know. They are Luddites.
They
that
are
is
Luddites.
True. I mean,
for
I think
sure.
it's, I'm proud of Dan because he has a Facebook page, and I'm married to a Luddite who doesn't have email, and that's okay. He sleeps at night.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
There are people
he
that don't have email, and they don't believe him. They think he's lying. But anyway, tell
but
us.
But on the last Monday of the month, we have a band called the Bossa Rhythm Project. That's Louis Levinson and his group, and they're also a beautiful sound. They play the last Monday, and Dan and the Determined Luddites play every other Monday. And they've been with us for, well, Dan's been with us for probably more than almost 9 years.
And yes. It's free, people.
Every Monday.
And it's free.
We pay them a very small amount to
right.
be there, thanks to TMC. If it weren't for TMC, we wouldn't be able to have live music. But they don't get paid much, that's for sure.
Right, right.
But we encourage people to pay the band,
to tip the band. Right.
When we make our announcements at the end of the night, we say there are only two rules at Meet Me at Maynard's. One is to walk safely and obey the traffic rules. And two is tip the band
and tip
the bartender.
That's
because
awesome.
I hope it's okay to say this, but we also have $2 beers afterwards.
You can say anything on this show,
so
pretty much.
So we also say, you tip the band and tip the bartender.
Tip the
That's
band
rule
and tip
number
the bartender.
Two.
And don't forget that, because a lot of the
exactly.
bartenders make their living on your tips.
That's right.
It's really a big deal.
And they aren't making much on a $2 beer, so ask them, please,
That's
tip
true.
The bartender.
Tip the bartender. So what about Dock Walk? Oh, Dakwa. I was thoroughly intrigued by that.
That is really fun. We started that back when we had Meet Me at La Encantada, which is now Meet Me Wednesdays at St. Philip's Plaza. But it started with Dr. John Wong, who is a retired...
Oh, my gosh.
You know John?
Yes, yes.
He's a retired orthopedic surgeon and a beautiful human being. I ran into him when we were on a jury, not on a jury together, but we were down for jury day.
Right, right.
And so we sat for hours and visited, and we talked about the event, and I said, I want to start a walk that's led by doctors. He said, okay, I'm there. And he's been there almost every Monday since.
Awesome. So you can sign up to walk with the doc?
You don't have to sign up. You just show up either at Meet Me at Maynard's on Monday nights. Our doc walk starts at 5:35, and there's a sign telling you where to meet when you come in. It says doc walk meets here. So all you need to do is just go over to the sign, and we have a few doctors. We aren't there every single Monday at Meet Me at Maynard's. Dr. Craig Palmer has been just wonderful. He leads the walk most Mondays, and we're getting some new doctors from Tucson Medical Center. We're very excited about that. Last week, we had a young woman who is a nurse practitioner at Tucson Medical Center, and she came and led the doc walk. People loved it.
You know, I just sometimes when I'm sitting here doing these shows and really being fully present and listening, I just want to scream out how great a place Tucson is.
Tucson is a great
place.
Honest
to God, Jani, think about what you talked about so far. Maynard's and Todd and Dan come in with his band all the time. The foundation.
Dr. John.
TMC.
And Dr. Craig.
Dr. John.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It just goes on. And this is like a collaborative effort in our town, in our neighborhoods, with nothing but good. And when you said happy people meeting other happy people, you think we need that these days?
Absolutely.
No news, please.
And
no news.
The doctors are fantastic. They lead the walk. We have a set of exercises that are built into the walk. Some of them we do while we walk, and we look very silly. But at least it's silliness in numbers. So we all look silly while we're doing it. So rather than having one person walk down the street doing the chicken walk, you have 10 people walking down the street
doing
looking
the chicken
like
walk.
Chickens.
Right.
But we do exercises while we walk. And then there are two places where we pause along the route, and we do stationary exercises, stretching exercises, and balance exercises. And then very often the doctor will give like a 2-minute lecture on an interesting topic.
And is it back at Maynard's where that happens, or is it
no,
wherever?
No, that happens out. Actually, the stop where that happens at Maynard's is across the street from El Charro.
Got it.
We
stop there
because there are lots of... There are always cars parked because it's such a popular place to be.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about
Tucson
our
tradition.
Meet Me restaurants next, too, because El Charro is one of them. But we stop there, and then people can hold on to a car fender or
something to lean on if they need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where we do our balance exercises, and that's where the doctor gives a little 2-minute talk.
So tell me about Meet Me restaurants. I mean, it's a perfect segue.
Yes. We have 30 restaurants in and around downtown that offer discounts to our walkers every Monday night. So when you check in, you get 3M's stamped on the back of your hand, and you can take that to any one of these 30 restaurants and get a discounted meal on Monday night. And the Meet Me restaurants go one step above that, and that's like 25 of the 30, also offer us one $25 gift card every month. So if you have 25 restaurants offering a gift card every month, and the Running Shop, who's one of our sponsors, gives us a gift card every week for $25
awesome
off
too.
A pair of shoes.
They are awesome.
Yes,
locally
awesome.
Owned.
Absolutely.
Locally owned.
So that allows us, after the event is finished, when we're giving out our awards that people have earned for their attendance, at the very end, we have a free raffle, and we give away 6 or 8 of those gift cards every Monday night.
Every Monday night.
So it's pretty exciting. You might win a $25 gift card to off your shoes at the Running Shop or to the Hub Restaurant or Downtown Kitchen or Maynard's or Cup Cafe or Maynard's Market, Riley's Pizza.
Who doesn't
Elliot's,
like any one
Empire,
of those you just
El Charro.
Mentioned?
Yes.
Yes.
Charro Steak, Thunder Canyon. It goes on and on.
And there's the growing breweries down there. It's really nice to see
Thunder
that
Canyon
too.
Thunder Canyon is really a fun place on a Monday night.
And they're always busy.
Yes, they're always busy.
It's fun to see that.
It's wonderful to see.
So you have Dock Walk, which is awesome. And that's about fitness without injury, which is also awesome.
Exactly.
And then tell me about the History Walk.
The History Walk, a few years ago, I thought it might be fun to, because there's so much history
downtown,
so many buildings downtown that have been there for more than 100 years. So I thought, well, we'll write a history of the places and buildings along our route.
That we're just walking by that you might not even think about.
So I called Damien Klinko first.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Of course. And Damien helped me with some background information about the buildings and places. And then I found someone who would help me with the writing, and we wrote a history. Then I went to Jimmy Stewart, who was our former meteorologist at KVOA.
Forever.
He's a dear friend. And I said, Jimmy, would you narrate this history walk? And so he did. And now you can go on the walk carrying your smartphone, and you click number one, and Jimmy will tell you what you're looking at. And then he'll tell you how to get to number two. And then you click it, and
it's
Jimmy
like
will tell you.
It's like the Metropolitan Museum of Art. You just can take a walking tour.
But
with
if you don't want to go to all that trouble of pushing the button on your phone, you can join the History Walk. And Ken Ventura, one of our volunteers, meets everyone at 5:30 on Monday night, and he walks them through the history, and he tells you himself.
So you got it either way. For those people that don't have a smartphone and might have flip phones like some of those
and
Luddites.
Would much rather walk with a group and visit and hear it from
than
somebody.
Be on their phone.
Right.
I agree.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
So he does half of the route one Monday and the other half the next Monday.
So hit us with some numbers. You talked about how many T-shirts you've given
out,
but how many people? Do you have any idea how many people?
I do, actually. I keep pretty close track of it because I think
it's
so wonderful.
Why am I not surprised? No, it's wonderful
but
that you do.
In our 9 years, we've had a total attendance. This is, of course, many people coming back over and over.
Right.
But a total attendance of more than 200,000
people.
That's
unreal. Yeah. I mean, think about that number all gathered together.
And that represents 26,500 people who are registered. We ask everyone to register for insurance purposes. But we also, so that we can keep track, we have a sophisticated system that tells us how many times everyone has been there. So at the end of the evening, with a push of a button, we get a list of who has earned their shirt that night, or their cap, or their pin. And as of this week, I think it is more than 4,000 people are wearing T-shirts for attending more than 8 times. And 2,700 are wearing the caps for 15. 343 have century shirts for being there. No, that's 300 and that's correct. 343 have their century shirts. That's coming 100 times. We even have 7 people wearing quadruple century shirts. They're all different colors, and people take great pride. And when they receive their shirt, we have a tradition of some really fun things that we do for people. For instance, when you've achieved your 200 shirt, we give you a standing O. And the entire crowd stands and makes an O with their hands, and they go, oh,
I love it.
Gina.
Oh, my
and
God.
So
that's
the cheer
fun.
You get for reaching 200. And there's a cheer for each one of those awards. It's very fun.
You know, I'm sitting here as a, 12 years of Catholic school. The guilt deepens. But, it's 10 years ago, I started Mrs. Green's World. And I can honestly say it has been a very busy, challenging, life-full, learning a whole new career thing. But I'm saying this on the air, and you can hold me to it. I will be there within the month.
Good.
I have a presentation tonight at Ben's Bells. I'm making a presentation for their Kindness and Compassion series.
Good.
I'm putting it down. I cannot believe I've never made it. I went once to La Encantada, but it's not the same because I've been downtown at Maynard's when the buzz starts.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
To be downtown.
Very exciting.
It's very exciting.
And what
exciting.
About St. Philip's? Is that growing?
It is. St. Philip's is a much smaller event. And it has its own culture.
Right.
St. Philip's is more like 100 people. Maynard's, it's 500 people on a Monday night. At St. Philip's, it's about 100. And we walk on the loop on the Riverwalk.
Which is great.
Which is great.
Thank
it's very
goodness
safe.
Goodness for that.
Loop. It's delightful.
Oh, I'm telling you, as a bike, as a new, you know, I used to ride my bike a lot and then I fell and then I didn't get back on it. Well, I'm back on it. And it's one of the most beautiful things about Tucson that you can talk about.
It really is.
Seriously.
And the one thing we have at Meet Me Wednesdays, which starts at the same time as we do on Mondays, it's on Wednesday nights, obviously, is that we start up even before check-in begins. Body Works Pilates puts on a free, what we call stretch and strength class, before the walk.
What time does that start?
That starts at 5. That goes from 5 to 5:25 right there on the patio or on the courtyard. And they have this young, wonderful woman named Yarrow King. She's so talented. And she comes out and leads this stretch and strength class, and people love it.
There's just no downside. And before, I mean, time will fly. There's other things I want to cover, but I want to make sure that we get in the big party.
The party, that's I'll very
important.
I'll
definitely be there for that, but I will want to have earned some stripes first.
Yes.
Some little check-ins.
Well, you're going to have to hurry if you're going to...
I know.
You don't even
it's
have
like
time
in a month.
To earn your shirt before.
No, I will not be wearing a shirt. Maybe I can borrow one from somebody. Just kidding. So tell us about the big party.
Well, each year... So far, anyway, each year on our birthday, we have a big celebration at Meet Me at Maynard's. And this year will be no different. This party is on April 9th. It, of course, is free. But on April 9th, we so far, and we're not finished yet, but as of today, we have booked 21 bands and performers who will play along our route
you
downtown.
You are kidding me. So I was going to say, not all at Maynard's.
Oh, no. We do reduce our route from the 4 miles that includes the Snake Bridge and 4th Avenue. We reduce the route to just 2 miles of downtown
on our birthday.
So there's
more time to party.
And then we have musicians and bands on street corners, on restaurant patios, at the Presidio Museum. There's an amazing group called One Heartbeat that always draws a huge crowd, and people are dancing in the street. We have 30 third grade mariachis at El Charro, 30 of them dressed, totally dressed out in mariachi.
You are kidding me. And it's free.
And it's free. And they are just adorable. And all along the route, on porches, at Ben's Bells, there will be a group of flutists, like 8 or 9 flutes, playing on the porch. It's beautiful.
It's awesome. And yes. I definitely will be there. I already put it in.
Okay,
I get back
good.
From Washington, D.C. on Sunday, and I'll be there on Monday.
Good.
Seriously.
Hope so.
And then there's a barbecue.
Then there's a barbecue at Maynard's afterwards. That does cost $9, but that's a pretty good deal for a nice
you
dinner.
You think for a meal?
Yes.
I think so, too. And I would highly recommend their Bloody Marys. And I can say that on the air, too.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
And After 7 is our featured band at the... Actually, that event will be at Hotel Concourse because there's a bit more room there. We had 1,300 people there last year.
Oh my gosh, so get there early and stay late.
So come
book
to
a
hear
room down
After
there at
7,
night.
Which is a fabulous band. They're big and bold and
I can't wait.
You'll love it.
And I will finally tell you, I did spend the night at Hotel Congress recently with a bunch of girlfriends.
I haven't done that.
Oh
and
my
I
gosh.
Want to.
What a hoot. This
was
is a perfect
fun?
Night. It was so much fun. It's a really spectacular place. So I want to tell everybody, of course, we didn't get through all the notes, but we got through all the important things and
good.
The fun things. And I think it's really, I found a site and I want to make sure it's okay. It's meetmeconcepts.com.
Yes.
Great, because it'll tell you. I have 1 minute left to get this all in, but it'll tell you there's Meet Me Phoenix, Meet Me Flagstaff, Meet Me Boise, which you'll have to come back on another show to tell me how all that happened. So everybody, Jannie Cox from Meet Me at Maynard's, and I'm sure that I'll see a lot of you there, and make sure you hold me to it, Miss Jannie Cox.
I will do that, Gina.
March 6th, a great show, lifetime bucket list show for me, Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith from Agape International. He is the ultimate disruptor for good, and I'm sure you'll want to listen to the show. And our Down to the Earth show on March 8th is a best of show, Sustainable Futures, Youth Services That Enrich Lives, from our friends at Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. Jannie, thanks for your contribution to our community.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Thanks, everybody.